Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and the Bot, 7:05 in the morning. It's May the 8th. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our chat room is up, and Sonny's in there, and a few others already. So good morning to the chat room.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to Linda.
It is a beautiful 8th.
Of May.
Of May. Yesterday was your grandson's 6th birthday.
That's right.
So cute.
Had a home run, but he's playing t-ball. This is a little guy. They all have to wear cups. I think I talked about that. When they're 5 years old, they're wearing cups, and they're walking around pounding on them to make sure they have them, and everybody's got them on right. I mean, I can't imagine that, but he hit a home run yesterday. I was all excited. I was jumping up and down, and then his mom tells me, Dad, they all get home runs.
Yeah, we didn't know that until afterwards. All right. But how are you, Mikey?
Yes. What'd you get today? Snake.
So it was a live snake?
I said, did you get a reptile? He wasn't quite sure.
Dead silence on that one. He did mention, though, he says he has to watch out because reptiles have flatulence. Oh, no, man, that was dinosaurs.
I got you off your flow. What's next?
Okay,
introductions.
Did. Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How about that, Bad Bob? Are you okay? You with us?
Okay. Waiting for the coffee.
Okay, we're gonna go in, we're gonna welcome our, Wells Fargo advisors in, and then after that, our guest is sitting here primed and ready, and the primer are dry, his powder's dry, Patrick Jones. We're gonna be talking to him. Good morning there, Patrick.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for introducing me.
Well, you,
thank you very much. Nope. Thank you for introducing me, Patrick.
Well, you jumped in and you cut me off,
did.
So I guess I forgot to introduce you, huh?
So and let's that's what full politics is like, right? You said this, but I thought you said that.
Sometimes it gets a little confusing.
Well, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning,
Kathy.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 100 points at 12,908. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is negative 12 at 1357. And the NASDAQ is negative 30 at 2,926. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 17 cents at $7.79. And AIG is down 25 cents at $31.59. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 15 cents at $15.59, and North Valley Bank is down 15 cents at $12.35. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 30-year Treasury bond yield to 3.03%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is down $27.10 at $1,612. Silver is down 62 cents at $29.45, and crude oil is down 86 cents at $97.08. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Realignment.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you so much for being here. They get greatest advice from our friends down at Wells Fargo, and they're located at Park Marina Drive. Just stop on by, ask them what's going on market. They will tell you, and they will help you out. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Reading City Councilman and running for supervisor in our District 3. It's Patrick Jones.
Holding up the sign,
oh,
no, boy.
You see up a little, you know
10,000 flyers
That's
just
right.
went out. You're going to get one, I'm sure. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3.
proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your value time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95. Under 4 years, eat for free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, Marketing Manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Redding. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use Cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into Cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Redding. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Redding area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 53. Did I say KCNR 1460? Bob just gave me a look.
No, it's just I better have that mic on when we hit the bump.
I thought for a minute, oh, did I, like, read the wrong call letters? Oh,
no,
my God.
No.
I'm melting!
We haven't done that in a long time.
Okay, currently... Oh, boy. Well, you know what? We're going to talk about a movie in a second. We've got so much to talk about, but our biggest thing right now is we've got Patrick Jones in the station, and we're going to spend the next hour talking to him.
We will eventually to him.
Let's talk about the weather. Currently 52. It's going to be 92. It's a 30-degree jump we're going to have today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures are low around 59. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay. Our guest is Redding City Councilman Patrick Jones, who's also running for District Supervisor, District 3. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, thank you guys for having me on. As always, you guys have become the local community place to be, and so I really do appreciate the time here today. And, you know, it's always great with the Chat Pack being able to take questions and to answer things openly and honestly, and so love to be here. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Patrick. You know, it's been a while since you've been on. We've got so many people running for office, and we try to get, you know, cycle everybody through at least once. And then, of course, with the Churn Creek Bottom, it's really taken some time. But we'll get to that in a little bit. I want to talk. Can we talk about some catch-ups here for the city?
Absolutely. Yeah,
great. Okay, front page. Pot dispensaries, the judge says the city can move forward against the pot dispensaries. What exactly does that mean?
Well, this is certainly not the last decision, and you know, things are changing rapidly here in California, and other court cases will follow, and this court case essentially will still move forward. So originally the pot dispensaries asked for a temporary injunction, and the judge denied that. The city also asked for a temporary injunction, and the judge denied that. The case will essentially move forward based on what is the law of the land today. And the Lake Forest decision right now is currently that. And the Long Beach PAC decision was currently the law of the land before that. It was depublished to go on to a higher court. So there's a lot of things in change. But the bottom line is we're not done with this yet. I think the city will prevail in the end. I think we'll be able to have some tools at our disposal to be able to control what's happening inside the city. Obviously, with at the height, you know, we had over 30 dispensaries. We had as many as 40,000 recommendations, and is clearly out of control.
How many do we have now?
Right now, I think we have six or seven. There's been some rumor of some trying to reopen, and I don't think they've been able to accomplish that. We are not accepting new dispensaries inside of the city limits. So we have a small handful right at the moment.
As you look back at it, I mean, do you think that probably right at the beginning, just saying no right at the beginning would have been a better way?
Absolutely, and that was my decision when I was mayor in 2010. I said no. And
I don't think people realize when you start doing making laws by initiatives that they have severe repercussions later on if you don't think all the way through them.
Well, this whole thing has been very, very difficult. And, you know, as you know, Carl, it started when this current administration, the Obama administration, simply said that they're not going to enforce federal law. And when that occurred, we started seeing changes all up and down California. Keep in mind, the law did not change. Federal law has always been there and consistent. And that was really what the basis of
Holder changed it. When he made that statement, it blew everything wide open.
Correct.
And then they came back later after seeing what this huge mistake is, and they just muddied the waters even worse.
Absolutely. And look at the time and the money it has cost cities here in California, and certainly the citizens of Redding as well. My decision in 2010, and I agreed with the California Chiefs Association that council members could be held liable and to not allow it within the city because we could not manage it correctly because we would be in violation of federal law on a regular basis. So the decision for me was pretty clear. It was very simple and easy for me to say no. I think it would have been best for Reading. Unfortunately, the majority of council members and our city staff and city attorney and ultimately the chief at the time reversed their decision and made a decision that they would try to manage this product inside the city limits. And, of course, we know now how it's turned out. And I've always been consistent on this. We should have said no. We'd have been far better off. Now, with that being said, we're moving forward.
It's costing us money. It's in law and legal fees and all that. What's the legal fees just to fight?
Well, we're doing this in house, so
okay,
realistically, so we have our staff already, so we're not
spending. That Cracker Jack lawyer staff.
That's another discussion.
Okay, let me ask something on a happier note. Then we're going to take a break. Then I want to talk to you about realignment. I'm really concerned about realignment.
I am too.
About a grant for the opening up the fire station?
Yeah, we always apply for different grants. This is a Homeland Security grant, and it's over $2 million, as I recall. And it is possible, if we receive this grant, that we could get Station 2 open sooner than later. Now, we're already moving to move it and get that back online. We did have some concessions offered to us by the Firefighters Association last year. That's going to help get us to where we need to go. We're going to, the first time in the city's history, we're going to have some apprentices, and that will help get Fire Station 2 back online sooner than later. If we get this grant, it'll come online sooner even yet. So we're hopeful for that grant. We're not certain, obviously, if we're going to receive it, but we are committed. This council is committed to getting all of our stations back open.
But how many people does it take, Patrick, to apply for a grant? What's the process?
Well, we have a team at City Hall, and we have staff, and so we have our grant writers, and so it's a collaborative effort. And, you know, it's something that staff does. We have an excellent staff, and we apply for lots of grants on any given day. There's always different grants, and that's either from waterways improvement projects to law enforcement grants, and the chief applies for grants on a regular basis. So we're applying for grants very regularly, and we have a variety of people working on that. It's part of doing business within a city is to apply for as many grants as possible. I think one would be foolish not to. That money is there for the taking for those that have a legitimate use and make good time of their staff time.
And the area, again, when you talk about the station to reopen, where is it?
That's Fire Station 2, and it's up off of Placer. And right now, it's been temporary shut down.
Placer and Buenaventura.
That is correct. And we will be having
the one relatively
that's
close
really
to our
important.
House.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I just wanted to clarify, because some people might, well, where's 2?
Yeah.
They might be on 5 driving through and not necessarily sure where that is. The point is that really is close to a lot of the larger parcels of property where it's very dry on that end, side of that north of Placer on the way out to Igo.
We do have 8 stations, one being closed, but there's also some CAL FIRE stations that are nearby as well, and we do have some mutual aid as well with CAL FIRE.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is City Councilman Patrick Jones, who's also running for District Supervisor, District 3.
John's on the phone, and John, hold on over to the break.
Right. Things when we come back, I want to talk about realignment. I'm sure John wants to talk about
hang in there, buddy.
Churn Creek Bottom, or my friend, but I want to get something first on realignment. Then we can move in more of the county stuff. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. You want to know what's going on? 1460.
The seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run 3 businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for 4 generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 free sale steak feed tickets are available at most app auto parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at ReadingCivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at ReadingRodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Oh, it's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday nights, always great artists such as Charles Villona, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, beat that drum. You know you got to play that song when Patrick Jones is in here. Yeah, beat that drum. Hey, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 7:25 ready in the morning. It. And this portion is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great icy drinks. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Joe and Shelley, veterans get discounts there. They're, you're treated with respect. You're treated as you, as a neighbor, because they are our neighbors. They have been running Tobacco and Brew for 35 years, and they contribute so much to our city and our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest today is City Councilman Patrick Jones, also running for District 3 Supervisor. We have John Dixon on the line. He wants to ask you a question about redevelopment, I believe. John.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, morning. Dad, Bob. And hi, Patrick. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, John.
Hey, listen, it's coming out right now as Reading Redevelopment Agency is winding down and getting ready to send whatever monies it has available back to the state. That the state, the condition of the redevelopment agency is that it's $66 million in debt with $1 million in assets. I'd like to, first of all, I'd like to ask you how that happened and what other unfunded liabilities does the city have in total that we don't know about, because we obviously didn't really know about this one.
Well, we do have other unfunded liabilities as well. John, you know, with our post-retirement health care, where we pay 50% of the health care retirement, we know we got that up to $122 million unfunded liability. We fought hard against that and to try to correct that. And obviously, with Measure B back in 2010, we've been starting to address that and reduce that unfunded liability. Today, it's hovering around $100 million, and it's still a promise that we're going to have a hard time keeping. With regards to redevelopment and the abolishment of redevelopment, obviously the idea with redevelopment areas is to create a tax increment and to create a district so that you can take on debt and then spend that money in those areas to revitalize, to eliminate blight, low-income housing, and those things. And if used properly, redevelopment could be a very good tool. Unfortunately, throughout California and Reading, too, we've seen abuses wide-scale, and I think they were limited here in the city of Reading, but I believe there were abuses, and I personally saw money laundering within the Reading Redevelopment Agency. And so it was obvious that the state, recognizing problems within redevelopment agencies, seized that money. But here's a question that I ask to most people. Is the state more responsible to spend that money or local communities? And I would say not. California, as we know, Sacramento is broken. And they're clearly not going to be able to manage their budget using and stealing the redevelopment funds. It did need overhaul. It did need improvement. It did need the abuses to stop, but it did not need to send that money to Sacramento. They are certainly not going to spend it better than what we could or should have been doing.
You know, Patrick, I agree with your concept there, but what money? I mean, if we're $66 million in the hole over the time of its existence, and we have $1 million in assets, what money are we going to be sending back? A bill for $65 million?
Well, each year that money keeps coming in, and so, you know, we're going to be losing millions of dollars that otherwise would have been spent on the ground here each and every year here in Reading for improvements to satisfy the rules of redevelopment. So, obviously, you take on debt, and that's long-term debt. It would be there are more assets, but keep in mind some of those assets belong to others today, because we partner an awful lot. And so it is the process, and, you know, ultimately, the state now will abolish. We're just tidying things up today, and a report will be done at the end to ultimately see where this money went to. And hopefully in the future, we will see what the state is doing with that money, and is it returning back to our communities in a more efficient way than how we were using it?
Will they be absorbing the liability? The state I'm talking about.
No, the we will still be able, in time, yes, the state will be able, will take over that debt, absolutely. You're correct.
We got 1 minute. Okay. Hey, John,
Thank you so much for the time and the consideration of the issue.
Absolutely. I want to, when we get back after the break, I want to talk realignment quickly.
We always love your questions, John, and your input. Thank you.
And we know how fair you are. Never take sides.
Ron Paul.
Okay. Just kidding, my friend. When we come back, I want to talk quickly for realignment. And then I want to start, and I want to ask you about this Churn Creek bottom situation. It's really erupting.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yep.
Okay. And, you know, Linda, I really love having you next to me.
Well, then let me just say, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox Business Network. Fresh concerns over the European debt crisis are sparking a sharp sell-off on Wall Street. Stocks are under pressure on worries that Greece's struggle to form a new government may threaten to put the country's bailout agreement in jeopardy. At around 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 90 points. Those concerns are also taking a toll on oil today. Crude continues to trade well below the $100 a barrel mark, and with oil prices declining, Americans are breathing a sigh of relief at gas pumps. Gasoline prices have fallen for the fifth straight week, and according to AAA's Daily Fuel Gauge report, the national average for a gallon of regular gas is now $3.76. And shares of Electronic Arts are tumbling on the company's bearish outlook. The video game publisher is now forecasting a wider-than-expected loss of 40 to 45 cents. EA also anticipates a $31 million charge as a result of its recent restructuring. The forecast follows a better-than-expected profit and revenue report for EA's fourth quarter. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at OpportunityLouisiana.com. Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig Coffee Maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., 3 Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Curbs Fitness for Women, Walter Hurst Insurance, Addis Healthcare, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, Mercy Home Health and Hospice. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning, May the 8th. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we're chatting live at kcnr1460.com. It's going to be hot today. Our guest is City Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones, and we're talking about, somebody asked in the chat room, fire tax. Did you vote for the fire tax?
No, of course I didn't vote for it, but I would not have supported it. I think it's an illegal tax, and I would not have supported it. One of my opponents, however, sat on that fire board and did support a tax. So that's interesting. I think people might want to look into that a little bit more.
Who was your opponent? You've got two.
We have two, Fred Reines and Pam Giacomini. Pam sat on the fire board at that time, and she did approve a tax, and people should know that. Now, it may not have been the full $150, but she did approve a tax, and then later she did not serve on that board any longer, and then the larger tax came forward after that. But she did approve a tax to pass on to everyone in the state of California. Pretty substantial. It's an illegal tax. I would have never supported it.
Of course, we're taking your calls live here with Patrick Jones this morning, live on KCNR. Do give us a call, 605-4567. And our chat room is alive and well, so please, you know, get online if you'd like to ask a question on the chat room, KCNR1460.com. One of the things that we really want to talk about this morning, which is a very hot topic, and it is going to be a hot topic on all levels for all northern state people, and that is our water.
Yes. The water is the next big battleground, and no different here. We've seen what's been happening in Siskiyou County. I've gone up there. The battle is right there right now, and we're starting to see that here in Shasta County. And to me, it's a big issue that must be controlled and stopped today. And I'm going to read a sentence from a six-county memorandum of understanding. We had a very small water meeting the other day, and this is a typical paragraph that you read in a lot of these MOUs with regards to water. This one had to do with six counties, Shasta County, and then five southern counties that are next to us. But it says, with activities related to water resources, we do not recognize your jurisdictional boundaries. Therefore, they require regional solutions. This goes to regional governments, and I highly oppose that. And I will not support any memorandums or understandings or any agreements where we lose our local jurisdiction. There is no southern county that is going to have something with regards to water that I'm willing to give up my local jurisdiction. Some of my opponents, in fact, both of my opponents, would sign to this MOU. I think it could be devastating for Shasta County and specifically eastern Shasta County. We must fight for the protection of our water rights. I put that in my commercials because I'm serious about it. If we do not protect our water today, there will be a time very soon when more water is shipped to the south, and we will not have our historic water allotment, and it could be critical for us here in the North State. Giving up your local jurisdiction essentially to the bureaucrats down south, can Sacramento fix these problems? Absolutely not. We need local solutions for local problems. I've been in government now 6 years. I've been in the private sector for over 30, and I bring a lot of information, a lot of skills and experience to the table to deal with these kinds of bureaucrats.
Okay, what you're saying here essentially is really an important thing. And we think about our listeners. A lot of times we have kids on their way to school, parents that are listening to the radio station on the way. And we're really fighting for the future because it's our children who, you know, maybe inherit or they want to stay in Reading. And if you wanted to farm or you want your it's property rights. Would you please just tell the layman what MOU is?
This is a memorandum of understanding, and that's really the first processes that begin, and then you move down a road a little further, and pretty soon there become action plans, And then pretty soon you have agreements, and then pretty soon they are implemented. And so it's the first process, and a lot of people say, you know, this has no teeth. This is just an MOU. But in time it does. And as it gets further down the road, they start affecting us here. You know, in eastern Shasta County, where we have a lot of plentiful water today, it's imperative that we protect that and fight for it. Some would say, you know, you need a seat at the table. I do not need a seat at the table with southern counties that want to take my water and create these types of MOUs. Now, if they wanted to create a different type of MOU where I have local jurisdiction over related water issues.
So the argument against what you're saying is that this puts us there at the table. We can then say about, can talk about the issues. You are saying, yeah, it does us no good to talk about the issues if from this council they can take our water rights. Well, you know, and right now that's what the MOU says?
When the very first sentence on a six-county memorandum of understanding, including Shasta County, says, we do not recognize your jurisdictional boundaries with regards to water, the very first sentence is a very strong sentence. It says you do not have jurisdiction. You do not have control over your water. I think that's pretty broad. The paper recently criticized me for being overly harsh by making such a statement. And, you know, for a lot of us that have been around, you know, I grew up here in Shasta County, so I've been here over 40 years. A lot of us have seen things creeping along, moving along. We're seeing Sacramento getting stronger and stronger. And it's time that politicians start talking the truth and standing up for our property rights and our water rights. And that's why, and I've seen the erosion of those rights, and that's why I'm so firm in my stance, is that we cannot give an inch today, because as you give an inch, pretty soon you give a foot, and you can't get it back.
Okay, we'll take a break at that. Carl Lindebott, our guest, Patrick Jones, running for District 3 Supervisor, is also running City Council. When we come back, I want to talk Churn Creek Bottom at this point and also realignment before we finish out the hour. Okay, thanks a lot. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebott, KCNR 1460.
Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage of my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Senior Idol is back. Join Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living for the best talent in Shasta County. Senior Idol, Friday the 11th at the Cascade Theater. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to bring you the third annual Shasta County Senior Idol Show. Not only is Senior Idol a great time, it's also a fundraiser for Compass Shining Care. Senior Idol always sells out, so get your tickets fast at the Cascade Theater box office. In person, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Senior Idol welcomes the panel of onstage judges, including Mike Krueger of KRCR News Channel 7, Free Fire Radio's own Linda Bott, and accomplished musician Brent Taylor of Taylor Motors. That's Friday, May 11th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by phone at 243-8877. The third annual Senior Idol, sponsored by Taylor Motors, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, the Vistas Assisted Living, and KRCR News Channel 7. That's Friday, May 11th at the Cascade Theater at 7 p.m. We'll see you there.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for Congress. I'm not accepting donations to my campaign. My vote is not for sale. As a true citizen legislator, my time in office will not exceed 6 years. Career politicians in Washington and Sacramento have foolishly spent our tax dollars, putting this country and California in debt for generations to come. My opponents believe the years they spent in the Sacramento legislature overseeing this state's bankrupt economy entitles them to represent us in Washington. That would be a disaster. As your next congressman, I will cut my salary by 20% and pay that money to reduce the national debt. In contrast, my opponent from Richvale has pledged to continue taking millions of dollars in federal rice subsidies. If you're tired of the good old boy network, if you want someone who cares about our country, not about lining his wallet or a long career in office, send me, Michael DeQuisto, to Washington. Please visit my website, votedequisto.com.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. 53 degrees in the downtown studios here on Market Street, downtown. How are you doing today? Beautiful day on the 8th of May. We got a lot of stuff coming up. You heard the break. Senior Idol is Friday. One of the funnest. I think it might even be sold out. Anyway, it's going to be so much fun. I've been there since day one, and I really feel like it's an honor to be able to judge the Senior Idol. So hopefully we'll see you there that night. Look today like we're going to have 92. So that's fabulous. You know, it's getting to be like we're watching the rosebuds come out. Go down, come out, come out. So mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 59 degrees. Hope you're having this great day on this fabulous Tuesday.
Our guest is Patrick Jones. Patrick, Churn Creek Bottom.
Churn Creek Bottom.
All right. Measure A is to build the shopping center there. This is after supervisors voted 5-0 for it. And Measure B is to stop all development in Churn Creek Bottom. According to what it says, and you'll get argument from the Churn Creek Bottom people, but Measure B is to stop all development for 24 years in Churn Creek Bottom.
Yeah, and I don't agree with that. I don't agree with the Measure B. Measure A is a little different story. I have a history of working with developers to fast track and to move things forward through the bureaucracy, and it is atrocious to say the least. Army Corps of Engineers, Caltrans, Marine Fisheries, I do what I can to move projects along, and I have a history of that. And so I have no problem with Hawkins wanting to develop some property into retail, and I can support that. However, what I cannot support is not doing your traffic mitigation, and you must mitigate for the things that you're going to create, and that is real. Now, I've talked to Jeff Hess with the Hawkins Group. I've seen his traffic model recently. He admitted that his traffic model, that at peak times a day, the traffic backs up in the north and southbound of I-5. That is unacceptable, and you're certainly if you're going to try to move forward and get Caltrans approval, they are not going to approve that. And, in fact, Hawkins was so adamant about it that it is now into a lawsuit with essentially the state of California, Hawkins, and the county over it. I think the county failed to do their job correctly when in the EIR, and we read EIRs all the time, it says
the environmental impact report
says right. unmitigatable effect on towards traffic.
Based on that plan.
What they have brought forward.
What you said. Okay.
Right. And now they have the opportunity to change. And they have, Caltrans has tried to work with Hawkins to make changes to reduce the size of the project and to fulfill the traffic mitigation. So far, they are unwilling to do so. And that's a pretty strong statement. Unmitigatable effects. That's very strong. And when you read EIRs and you see that, you know that's going to be a problem. You know, we've gone all through this at Oasis Road. So this is something that's very fresh in my mind and that is very current today. And it's very interesting that, you know, 5-6 miles down the road, we have the potential for 3 million square feet of retail development where we have water and sewer and where we have some basic infrastructure. Now, we, too, will have limitations as to what we can do set forth by Caltrans, and we will abide by that. Hawkins, on the other side, is not exactly being honest and truthful. That part bothers me. I can support a developer developing his land. I have a history of that. I have a history of working with developers and moving things forward. We need job creation, but there is a right way and a wrong way. When the city of Reading sent a letter to Hawkins saying that Churn Creek Road and South Bonner View will be impacted, and that has an interest in to the residents of city of Reading, we didn't get a whole lot of response out of that. And when you're going to impact the citizens of Reading and you're not going to mitigate for those, you're going to have issues. And this is a culmination over time of, I think, what the Churn Creek homeowners have had to put up with from different developers. And they, frankly, got tired of it. And that's why you see these measures coming forward, because they have been manipulated to the point where they're going to try to do something about it. And they have that right, too.
Well, of course they have that right. Up to the point of taking away a person's right to do what he wants with his personal property.
I agree.
Private land.
But you have
because
to.
Because in your supporting, then, you're voting no, then, on Measure B, so that Bob Moore can put that gristmill there.
Well, I am voting no on Measure B. I do not believe in setting a time limit. But again, when you have a project, you have to do your mitigation. And if Mr. Moore is willing to do his mitigation and the others, just like we've had to do in the city of Reading,
I
have no
problem
with
that. As long as you follow
the rules. As long as you follow the rules. But here's the important part, Carl. Here's the important part. You would not get sued by Caltrans if you're following the rules, plain and simple. Caltrans doesn't want to sue anybody. That's really costly. And it really is harmful on the Caltrans-County relationship. Both the county and the city have worked very hard with Caltrans to have good relationships. And this goes against that. And so when you really get down to the truth, you have to follow the rules. In the city of Reading, we followed the rules, and we have Caltrans support. At Knighton, the county didn't follow the rules.
Okay, so one of the questions came in here says, with the added tax revenue, wouldn't that increase the ability to have more law enforcement on the road?
Let's
a county supervisor?
Sure, but it doesn't mean you have to not play by the rules. Absolutely. I've been a businessman in Reading for over 3 decades, and I support developers. And I have a long history. I've been working with the developers at Oasis to do just that.
So you would support the Knighton Road development of Caltrans if they came to a conclusion, a favorable conclusion?
Absolutely. If they mitigate their
traffic, would support it.
Sewer, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break on that one. And it's difficult a lot of times to get – you know one of the things I like about it, Patrick? If I can get that direct question to you, I get a direct answer. Sometimes we don't get that from people. All right, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect. The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It is currently 54 degrees. We're going to have a beautiful day today with sunny temperatures around 92. And also, we want to remind you that out at Anselmo Vineyards, don't forget Mother's Day brunch. It could be sold out. But they do have Friday night music series, Saturday night music series. So Saturday and Sunday brunch. I keep thinking, Mother's Day is this weekend. Hello.
That's right. Senior Idol's Friday.
474-5546. I know that we are going to be doing stuff like that, but when my folks come, we're going to go to Turtle Bay. We understand they have the Butterfly House is open. The animal show is supposed to be spectacular, and the Parakeet House is open, too. We heard great rave reviews, and we've never been to the actual animal show, so we're going to do that this weekend.
You go to an animal show every day. Anyway, so
just come in the studio and it's an animal show here, baby.
Okay, our guest is Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman, and also running for Supervisor District 3. Okay. Realignment. I know I kind of jumped back to realignment. What?
We can go ahead and take the break. They've got to reset.
Did we take a break?
No, we had a misfire in the computer. We can go ahead and
we didn't take
care
a break?
Of it.
We took a break.
We can pay the bills and then come right back.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Okay, we're going to talk about realignment as soon as we get back.
Running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage in my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be.
So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Senior Idol is back. Join Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living for the best talent in Shasta County. Senior Idol, Friday the 11th at the Cascade Theater. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to bring you the third annual Shasta County Senior Idol Show. Not only is Senior Idol a great time, it's also a fundraiser for Compass Shining Care. Senior Idol always sells out, so get your tickets fast at the Cascade Theater box office. In person, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Senior Idol welcomes the panel of onstage judges, including Mike Krueger of KRCR News Channel 7, Free Fire Radio's own Linda Bott, and accomplished musician Brent Taylor of Taylor Motors. That's Friday, May 11th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by phone at 243-8877. The third annual Senior Idol, sponsored by Taylor Motors, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, the Vistas Assisted Living, and KRCR News Channel 7. That's Friday, May 11th at the Cascade Theater at 7 p.m. We'll see you there.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for Congress. I'm not accepting donations to my campaign. My vote is not for sale. As a true citizen legislator, my time in office will not exceed 6 years. Career politicians in Washington and Sacramento have foolishly spent our tax dollars, putting this country and California in debt for generations to come. My opponents believe the years they spent in the Sacramento legislature overseeing this state's bankrupt economy entitles them to represent us in Washington. That would be a disaster. As your next congressman, I will cut my salary by 20% and pay that money to reduce the national debt. In contrast, my opponent from Richvale has pledged to continue taking millions of dollars in federal rice subsidies. If you're tired of the good old boy network, if you want someone who cares about our country, not about lining his wallet or a long career in office, send me, Michael DeQuisto, to Washington. Please visit my website, votedequisto.com.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Looks like we double-fired and didn't shoot one time, shoot a bunch of our ads out, which we have to do to keep the electricity on. Our guest, Patrick Jones, in our last 5 minutes here, running for District Supervisor, District 3, and, of course, our Reading City Councilman. This is a little closer to home here. Realignment.
Absolutely. It's a big problem. You know, what we've seen in the city is, and we get most of these early release offenders here in the city of Reading. And I guess the one good thing about that is that we have a few more services here in the city to try to combat these individuals. And they are creating crimes almost as soon as they get back out. We had one gentleman where he stole a car in the morning. We arrested him. And later that afternoon, we had to let him out. And then later that afternoon, we arrested him for stealing the car again. Clearly, we have to detain these people for a much longer period. We're going to have to look hard at the budget. We're going to need to get that jail completely open. And there are ways within the budget as we go through the budget cycle each year to be able to squeeze a little bit here, to reduce a little bit there, to get that jail back open and to incarcerate people for a longer time frame.
I am so sorry. You know, that I call me old fashioned. What happened to the day when you sold a car and you're working on the chain gang?
I like Sheriff Joe.
I mean, what's wrong with the friggin' orange suits working on the chain gang? We don't even see that. And that's what should be happening. It should be tough. And we have just become a nanny state with these guys stealing in the same day. I don't want to walk around and feel unsafe. We've people accosting us right down here, one of our workers right down here in the parking lot.
In the covered parking.
Screaming after her. She is from Chicago. She came in going, oh, my God, I'm usually the tough girl from Chicago that people don't even want to look at me. She said, I am shaken up. That's the kind of stuff that's going
right
on.
Across from the
we
police
are
station.
Allowing this to happen, and we have got to do something about it.
And it is going to take a collaborative effort. There is some things the city can do. We can work with the county. Neither of us have a great large amount of expendable cash, I can tell you that. The city's reserves is literally zero. They would be at zero if we hadn't taken money out of risk management. So, but there is some ways to improve what's happening today with incarceration.
Well, we need to do something, I think. And but what's it going to take? Is it going to take, you know, the whole city council, the board of supervisors, and 10,000 people sign a petition and delivering it to Brown to say, this is, you're getting ready for a perfect storm here. We have no room for the criminals. We're turning loose sex offenders. We're turning loose thugs.
Absolutely. I mean, going to the steps of the Capitol and complaining loud and having an organized movement with all 488 cities and 58 counties, absolutely, and I'd support it. When it comes back here to Shasta County, it's a budgetary issue where we have minimal amount of budget, discrepancy money, and
right.
Changes have to be made. That means some areas will be shorted or eliminated in order to make changes here and to improve incarceration and to create a system where people are incarcerated for the length of time that's appropriate for the crime they've committed. I know things can improve.
Okay, our guest has been Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman, but also running a tough race in District 3 as supervisor. Thanks so much, Patrick, for coming on. And
We'll see you soon.
When we come back, Dr. Danuka is going to be on. We're going to be talking cancer awareness. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KCNR Shouts to Reading.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Mitt Romney could move about 100 delegates closer to the Republican nomination in three primaries today as Rick Santorum now supports the rival he used to attack.
Health care, the environment, cap and trade, and on the Wall Street bailouts. Mitt Romney has the same positions as Barack Obama.
But in an email to supporters, Santorum now says they must set aside differences so Romney can defeat the president. Now, there is more to today's voting than just Romney. In North Carolina, voters are considering putting the ban on gay marriage into the Constitution. In Indiana and Wisconsin, there are key races. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson details them live.
And Dave, in Wisconsin, they're choosing a Democrat to go against Republican incumbent Governor Scott Walker in next month's recall. He's facing that recall over trying to break up union contracts for state workers in an attempt to balance the Wisconsin budget. In Indiana, six-term Republican Senator Richard Lugar is in danger of losing in the primary. State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, with Tea Party backing, is the favorite. This in a race where both sides and outside groups have spent more than $4 million, Dave.
All right, the U.S. Border Patrol is updating its strategy.
The Border Patrol must address threats to organizational integrity and remain vigilant in training and promoting initiatives to combat corruption to ensure morale and mission are not compromised.
That's Chief Mike Fisher at a House hearing. Over the past 8 years, the Border Patrol has doubled its agents, and illegal crossings from Mexico is now at a 40-year low. There are more help wanted ads up. U.S. companies posted the most job openings in March in 4 years, 3.7 million. This after last week's report that shows the unemployment rate dipped to 8.1% in April as more Americans gave up the job search, no longer counted in the labor force. On Wall Street, there is a sell-off going on more worries about Europe's economy. The Dow is down 156 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
The concern about Europe's economy is coming out of Greece. Again, the Liberal Party, angry over steep budget cuts tied to European bailouts, is trying to form a coalition government, calling on Greek leaders to withdraw their support for the bailouts that have kept Greece from defaulting on its debt. Syria's regime is counting the votes, hailing political reform. The day after elections, the U.S. says border on ludicrous. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
And the Red Cross is warning today, Dave, that more than 1.5 million Syrians don't have enough food or water. Head of the group's Middle East operations says,
we still have a lot of humanitarian needs, a lot of people displaced, still many people wounded because there are bomb attacks and suicide bombings.
They also say at times this uprising could be called a localized civil war. Meanwhile, there's been fighting today in Homs and Idlib, as security forces have tried to clear out rebels, killing at least 10. Dave.
Emily, the FBI thinks the man suspected of kidnapping a Tennessee mother and her three daughters last month may have changed his appearance, as well as that of the two girls they believe Adam Mays is still holding. Joanne Bain and her oldest daughter, a 14-year-old, were found dead in Mississippi. A famed children's book author has died, Maurice Sendak.
I had no education. I did not go to art school. My drawing was so crude.
So crude, Sendak once told Bill Moyers on PBS, it affected his most famous book.
I came to her with a title that was Where the Wild Horses Are. Mm. And she just loved that. It was so poetic and evocative. And she says she gave me a contract based on Where the Wild Horses Are. And then it turned out, after some very few months, to her chagrin and anger, I couldn't draw horses.
Where the Wild Things Are sold millions of copies, was made into a movie, even an opera. Sendak had a stroke Friday, never regained consciousness, dying at age 83 at a Connecticut hospital. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindabad, 8:05 in the morning, May the 8th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming and chatting live at KCNR 1460. Come on in and join our chat room, as many of you have. Hey, Val and Indy Guy and Angel. And let me see who else is in there. Sonny? John? Oh, it's a whole group. I can't even read them all. Of course, beautiful Linda's here.
Well, good morning, and we're very excited about the next hour because it is the follow-up for us. Dr. Danuka and Lori Winham, who are Dr. Danuka, of course, who did the colonoscopy, and Lori Winham, who is the Center Director for Reading Endoscopy Center. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Linda.
How are you guys today?
Wonderful.
No, we've got to
speak. Always a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to be alive. Thank you. And a positive result. Thank you. Well, we're always talking about cancer awareness, of course, and, you know, some of the big things that people are really afraid to talk about and feel like it's ridiculous. I can tell you that I had people, after we discussed this on the street about having a colonoscopy, thank you for talking about, oh, my God, I can't believe that you did that. Thank you so much. Well, why not? You know, guess what? We all have the same parts.
Actually, well, not exactly, but okay. Well, I'll let the doctor talk about
guys
that.
Guys have the same parts. Girls have the same parts. Girls and guys have the same parts in a certain area.
All right.
On the backside.
I'll start on that.
She's talking parts again.
Well, okay, so let's talk. The whole idea here is to bring you on this morning to say thank you. I did call before and after, and Lori, starting off, coming in for the examination and for the test, is it called a procedure?
Yes, it's a colonoscopy procedure.
Colonoscopy procedure. Lori, the feeling, I almost felt like I was checking into a hotel, like a really nice hotel with wonderful service from the time that I came in the door and was greeted into the time that I came back into, where you get behind a curtain and you have to get into your robe. And I had two women on both sides of me that held my hands and talked to me like, I haven't felt that nurtured in so long. Like, we love what we do. I've been doing this for 30. Everybody in the endoscopy center has been there for how long?
Many of them have been there 16 years since the center was originally opened. So that's very exciting, and that makes my nursing heart happy to hear that you really felt nurtured and comforted. We realize that patients are nervous when they come in, and we really try to make the effort to relax you.
We need to get in all this, but we also have our Wells Fargo advisor.
Okay, yes, we're going to have segments throughout the show. So, of course, let's talk about what's happening in the Wells Fargo Minute, and we always need to know what's happening in the Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's happening with Wells Fargo in the Market Minute?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 181 points at 12,826. Standard & Poor's 500 Index is negative 19 at 1349, and the NASDAQ is negative 52 at 2905. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 27 cents at $7.69, and AIG down 36 cents at $31.48. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 1 penny at $9.25, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 11 cents at $44.20. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there today, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.83%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is down $2.37 at $95.57. Gold is down $35.90 at $1,603.20, and silver down 77 cents at $29.35. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, thank you so much for that. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And Kathy and Susan and Josh and Chris are great people to talk to. Just head on down to Park Marina Drive to Wells Fargo Advisors, and they're going to give you the latest in what's happening on in the stock market and in the financial world. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest, of course, Dr. Danuka and his very able assistant. And we're going to talk about Relay for Life, the different cancer months and awareness. We're going to talk about,
safety.
Safety. And what goes on in a colonoscopy, because this is one of those cancers that early detection has huge, huge results of success in fighting it. We'll be right back.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
Join us in celebrating 19 years on the river at Wind River Casino, May 14th through May 20th. Monday through Sunday, bingo free play drawings. Wednesday and Friday, slot tournament bonus cash add-on. Saturday, play in the $1,000 cash add-on Monte Carlo tournament. And Sunday, pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed poker tournament. Plus hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more giveaways. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better. Better on the river.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Join in the fun from 6 to 9 p.m. the second Saturday of each month as the Shasta County Arts Council presents Second Saturday Art Night. Stroll downtown Reading and enjoy visual arts, music, and live performances from some of the North State's finest artisans at venues throughout downtown Reading. Admission is free. Second Saturday Art Night is sponsored in part by Shasta Regional Community Foundation and the Reading Record Searchlight. For more information, call 241-7320 or on the web at ShastaArtsCouncil.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome right back to KCNR 1460. 8:13 in the morning on this beautiful day of May, and it's the 8th. So if you do it the old-fashioned way, which I do, and you write checks, make sure you put 8 in there, and that you're still not in the 4th of the month, because it's May. Okay, well, let's get right back into it, because I just think it's really important, and I know that, you know, we were talking about breast cancer, and we're talking about all kinds of cancers in early detection. And with us this morning is Dr. Danuka and Lori Winham. Dr. Danuka did my colonoscopy, my first, and I have to share this with you because I know people are like, oh my God, here we go. No, you have to do it. You don't have to do anything, but you need to really think about your health and early detection. You don't want to look 10 years down the road and say, if I had only done that, and there's a fear factor. Insurance is getting better about it with coverage because it's early detection. So that's something that's really beautiful, and if you're in fear of that. We are talking, of course, the Reading Endoscopy Center, which was really always treated with beautiful care, and that was a really special thing for me because I went in and... You know, you just have to, you have to submit. You can't, if you're used to being a person that's in control of your life, and you know that that's the scariest part is, okay, I'm going in for a procedure and I'm going under, I have to submit. You can't, and you know, it's not about restraining straps or anything like this. This is something, I need to do this for my well-being. And so Lori's here, and Lori is the center director. And Lori, you have been in the profession as a nurse, and you've been a director of a hospital. You've got this vast experience in running organizations. And what makes the Reading Endoscopy Center so unusual for you?
I think what I like most about it is the fact that we really are specializing in one area, and you can't help but to be better at something when that's what you do all the time. Our staff have done this at the centers, particularly for 16 years, and then many of the staff worked at other places doing it beforehand. So when you do one thing, you can do it very well, you can do it very cost effectively, you can be very efficient at it, and I think the sense of team there is what makes it for the patients. The patients are always talking about, how can the staff be so happy?
Well, that's what I'm talking about, too, and that's what exactly happy. Because, you know, sometimes you walk into an office and somebody's smacking their gum and they're rolling around. What do you want? You know, you just want to slap them. And you come in and you're thinking, oh, my God, I'm in your care. And to feel treated with such respect and dignity is huge. So I just want to say thank you. I wanted you to come on to talk about that, to say that, you know, of course, I had a couple polyps. Those were taken off, and you were telling me there. We sent those off, and, of course, they were what would you call negative?
Yes.
Negative.
Not precancerous.
Okay, not precancerous.
If I may add, Linda, you know, you raise a very important issue of submitting. I have been a patient. I have had my family members who have been patients. And at those times, I have realized when I am on the other side of the line is that how important is the trust between the patient and the doctor. It's so important. It's so sacred. And I realized that when I was working in a prison system, when the patients didn't trust me, I didn't trust those patients. So I realized that trust is so sacred, we must keep that. And what we try to do is to keep that trust. And really... Of course, it's a living for us also. We have to make a living for our family. But what really is much more rewarding is you're saying that you value that trust, that we could keep your trust. And that's something most valuable to us.
Okay, you said a word that sticks out for me, and it is the truth, and that's the way I felt. There's a sacred trust there. It's a sacred moment because you're taking your human being – and you're going into a situation, and that's really hard for a lot of people, but it's something you need to do. Whenever you do blood work, whenever you do something, you have to have a simpatico with your physician and of course again with the staff. And Lori, again, you are head of the staff there. And you've been in environments before where you actually head up. Do you want to talk about your past?
Well, I was the administrator of a hospital here in town for 19 years.
That's huge. And you decided, after taking a break, to be with your family, to then come over to the Reading Endoscopy Center. So, I mean, you're a great gift to have included in the team. We were talking about breast cancer and about people being afraid of what it is, the big C. You want to share with us you were talking about breast cancer, and we were talking about that at the break. So just go ahead and just dive in.
Yeah, well, I just remember a conversation we had in the lobby when I showed you a funny poster that I had that had an elephant tush, if I could say, and it had a few different animal rear ends on it. And the poster said, no buts about it, colonoscopy saves lives. And we were laughing because... It's cute marketing, and it's also very important because 10 or 15 years ago, we didn't talk about breast cancer. It was a little bit taboo.
Right.
We're now following in those lines where we need people to understand that this is a preventable cancer and that they can do something about it and take charge. So we want and we're happy that colon cancer awareness is really starting to become something the community talks about.
All right, let's take a caller. Mike, you're live on KCNR. Do you have a comment?
Actually, I had a question. I'm scheduled for the colonoscopy on the 24th, and my main concern is... afterwards, how am I going to feel? What am I going to be able to do for like a day or two? Am I going to be like just lying down all that time or what?
No. Go ahead, Dr.
Yeah.
DeLuca.
Yeah. Mike, it's recommended that once you get the sleeping medicines during the procedure, you don't drive or operate heavy machinery or sign your property away to other people for next 24 hours. Because you will still be you may make mistakes in that. You may expect to feel a bit bloated for some time, and you shouldn't hesitate passing the gas. But other than that, you should be fairly comfortable afterwards if the procedure goes fine, which in most of the cases it does.
Mike,
Will I be able to eat normal food again fairly soon?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's important,
too.
Yeah.
Linda had it, and I've had one. And, you know, frankly, here's what it is. The nurse is saying, can you count to three, even though you're a Marine? And I said, sure. One, I never got to three. I wake up, and I didn't even know I was asleep. I kind of there. I felt like I could have driven home. Somebody drove me home.
Yeah.
And my life, the only thing was there was probably like 30 minutes missing when I had it done. So,
yeah, I've had it through the other way, and same thing, you know, count backwards from 100 or whatever. I think I made it to 98, and that was it.
Well, you're a stronger man than I. I just, boom, went right out. Hey, we got to take a break, Mike. Thanks a lot.
We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the doctor who did the anesthesia, or the nurse who did the anesthesia, because that was great. He was wonderful. Talk a little bit about him and his name. And I want to talk about that experience and that certain medicine that you guys have introduced now that you can use up here, which was incredible. We're talking about the name of that medicine and how you don't have an after effect grogginess like the old time used to be. Anyway, so take a break here. We'll be right back.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be.
So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Redding police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Perfect bump music.
Woo. Carl and the Bot. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors of Redding, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Been serving Redding and the surrounding areas for years here at Crown Motors. There at Crown Motors, they've got everything you can imagine in used cars, trucks, and SUVs. They take great pride in what they do. They're your neighbors. Go in there. This is a big investment. Make your investment in town with your friends and neighbors. People are going to take care of you. And again, it's a shop local, stay local. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding. That's Crown Motors. We support them, and they support our community.
We're talking with our guests this morning, Dr. Danuka and Lori Winham, who is, Lori is the Center Director for Redding Endoscopy Center. We've had Dr. Danuka on a few times as a guest.
And we've loved every minute.
And I was very impressed here it is. I'm going to be 54, and I had never had a colonoscopy. And Carl would we'd forget about it and not schedule it. And finally, he just put his hand on his hips and said, "You promised me." So I said, "Okay, I'm going to do it. So when I met Dr. Danuka, I thought, "You have such a great sense of humor. If I'm going to do this, I really feel I liked you, had already connected with you and thought, okay, I would like you to do the procedure." So that is why we have you back again today, because it was a wonderful, if you want to call that wonderful, it was a painless, seamless experience that I really wanted to share with anybody who touched my life or listened to me, that if you haven't done it because of putting it off or lack of fear or fear or whatever is blocking you, I just recommend going to Dr. Danuka and the Redding Endoscopy Center. One of the things that you have that nobody else has in the town, in the North State, is the nurse anesthesia that you have. And I'd like to hear more about him, because he's a combat medic. And he was another one that came by and made me feel so relaxed.
Sure. Nurse anesthetists are something that we're very proud to have started using last year. It's become the gold standard for endoscopy. We find the patients are more relaxed, they have a better experience, and they're more awake afterwards. So you actually remember your discharge instructions that you're given by your nurse. And Jonathan was a great part of that. He actually helped head up our program and start our program in the fall.
Okay, let's talk about the certain medicine that only you can use because you have to be a nurse and either an anesthesiologist or a nurse and
anesthetist.
Anesthetist that can actually give the, what's not submit, but give the drug or whatever it is before you go out.
Yeah, the drug is propofol, and it takes you to a little bit of a deeper sedation, but it also acts very quickly. So you're asleep faster, yet you're awake faster too, which makes the experience all the more better.
Yeah, if I can point out, we started this last year because we realized how useful it is in terms of quick sedation, quick recovery, and very good feeling very good after the procedure. So we are the only center doing it in town for this. But it has become pretty much standard in the big cities.
Okay. Well, Reading's kind of a big city. Well, okay, maybe not. All right. So, but, you know, it's good that, you know, something like this, bringing it in, because it does work, and it makes the whole procedure a lot easier, yes. And which is the bottom line.
I woke up and thought, well, wait a minute. I could just get up right now and walk to Starbucks, yes. And I'd carry on a meeting. Mm-hmm. I had no grogginess. Sometimes in the past, being under some kind of procedure, I felt like nauseous for a day. No, this was what's really wonderful about it, but...
One of the things we want to talk about, we have to take a break for the news, is when we come back, is I want to talk about the different types of cancers that we want to talk about, you know, a subject near and dear to y'all's heart, and that Relay for Life. We're involved in that this year. We've put together a team called the Free Fire Walkers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Free Fire Walkers, and, you know, because we believe that, you know, going across the flames there will make you tougher. So it's Casey and our
like
Free Fire Walkers.
Like getting a colonoscopy.
That's right. Except probably from a different end. But just, what? What? What did
it's
I say?
Just two digits, and then when
you
call,
of course, you know, after the people that didn't hear hear Linda calling in that day didn't get the best line of the day, probably, if Dr. Danuka coming on the phone and said, I'm sure that this affected her more than it did me.
So. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after Fox News here on KTNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Elections today in two Midwest states are focused less on the presidential race and more on high-profile incumbents who are trying to hang on to their jobs, like longtime Republican Senator Dick Lugar of Indiana.
Coming into the final month of the campaign, Lugar had a 6-to-1 advantage in cash on hand, but a coalition of conservative groups have stepped in to assist opponent Richard Murdoch's Hoosier campaign.
Fox's Steve Brown in Indianapolis. Last year's budget fight in Wisconsin has led to a primary vote for governor.
Democrats are headed to the polls to decide who will face Republican Governor Scott Walker in the June 5th recall election. Walker has been forced back on the ballot by nearly a million signatures of Wisconsinites angry with his union-crippling legislation.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Milwaukee. It's been nearly 4 years since American companies posted this many job openings. The government says there were more than 3.7 million in March. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Brian Daly is a conservative farmer. Together, Brian and his wife Megan earn their living and raise their family by working the land. As a citizen legislator on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors, under Brian's leadership, the county lives within its means, spends less than it takes in, and is debt-free. Vote to send Brian Daly, a farmer with common-sense conservative values, to the California Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast at Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $3 in advance, $4 the morning of the breakfast. Saturday, May 12th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Ready Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. The lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Wednesday, it's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. Thursday night starts the 64th annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, by phone at 229-0022, or online at readingcivic.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with the Budweiser Clydesdales and Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and, of course, bull riding. Get your tickets at the Civic Center box office now.
Time to clean your home or office carpets? Looking for a company you can trust? Hex Carpet Care has the best in carpet care technology, but with old-fashioned customer service. They pride themselves with no broken promises. They do what they say. They are built off of referrals. They're the company you feel good about referring. Hex Carpet Care is locally owned and operated, offering same and next day appointments. No job is too big or too small. Give us a call, 710-6267. That's 710-6267. Hex Carpet Care. Simply the best.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:35 in the morning. It's May the 8th. 530-605-4567 is our number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Go in there and join our chat room, as so many of you have. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. And it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's a great place to go and catch up on your conversation. Hey, now tomorrow, remember, tomorrow, Wednesday, the big debate between Hawkins Development Company and Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association will be in the studios tomorrow, mano a mano, talking. I believe it's Rod Evans and Jeff Hess. Jeff Hess from Hawkins and Rod Evans from the Churn Creek Homeowners Association. We're going to start that at 7:15 tomorrow morning, or 7:10, and we're going to go till 9. We're going to talk all the subjects. If you've got questions, get in the chat room and ask them, and we'll go from there. We're going to get them talking to each other, and so we can ask all the questions. Now, which even talking about questions and people here, of course, Dr. Danuka, our man of choice here, our doctor of choice, and Lori Windham, who runs his office. And we're talking about today, we're talking about cancer, we're talking about colonoscopies, we're talking about oncology, we're talking about the different aspects of fighting cancer, preventing cancer, what are the techniques that we need that are new techniques that are on the market right now. Dr. Danuka, we're going to talk to you about all of these.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, Linda and Carl. I wanted to talk about a couple of things today. One of the things before I go into the second part is thank you to both of you to give us this opportunity to promote the awareness for colon cancer and other cancers. And I see that you are not limiting yourself to just promoting those, but you're actually promoting the community awareness in so many other fields, which is very unique. And I really admire you for doing that work for being a community radio rather than just being a corporate radio. And this community spirit is really very impressive, and I'm very impressed by it. Thankful to you both of you for that. The second thing I would say is that thank you very much for showing the confidence in me and our staff. That matters more to us than anything else. Coming back to the colonoscopy, just a quick repeat of the stats that colon cancer is can happen in almost 5 to 6% of the people in their lifetime, and one third of those cancers can be deadly. So it's very important to detect it early. And what we have demonstrated here, and what Linda has done, is a great job. Because I remember Katie Couric in early 2000s had gone on TV after her husband died of colon cancer to promote colon cancer awareness. Linda, you have done pretty much what she had done locally. So thank you for that.
Well,
because
thank you.
Since you did that, I can't tell you how many people have come to me and said, oh, you are that doctor. You are that doctor who Linda went to, right? So really, I want your listeners to know that procedure did not hurt me at all. So, and Carl, I think you must have talked to Carl also about NICE, because he came to me and said, hey, can I have one more?
Well, the truth of the
is
matter
is that two for one?
No, the truth of the matter is that, you know, we really feel like we need to feel it, taste it, sense it, do all those things before we really can. I mean, it would be false advertising.
Right, exactly.
So, and people know me when I get excited about something, and I can't get excited about a colonoscopy, but if I have to do it, which I should do, and it's the responsible thing for me to do, again, I can't say enough that this is a place to go.
So that was very brave of you to do that. Now, coming to the second thing which I wanted to point out was, of course, screening is good, preventing is good, but we all know that we cannot prevent all of the cancers. We cannot screen for all of them. So the cancers do happen. They will happen. One thing I want to point out is that the treatment for cancer is not as it was 50 years ago, or it was even 10 years ago. Within the last 10 years, the treatment for cancers has exploded with the new biotechnology, with the new biological therapies. The treatment for cancer is much less toxic, much less scary as it was 10 years ago, and it's much more effective. So 10 years ago, 15 years ago, our approach towards cancer was, okay, cancer, death sentence, that's it, go home and take some holy water. No, not anymore. It's much more treatable now. So, of course, we should prevent it. It's good. But if someone has a cancer, you can survive the cancer. We have had people in our practice who have survived for a long time and have led a good life. In fact, that brings me to my another agenda today, I would call it, that to promote Relay for Life, which is being held on June 9th and 10th. And I know Linda and Carl, you are a part of it, and you have this wonderful team of free fire walkers.
That's throwing, right. We're out
fire
there.
Flames, right?
That's right.
Well, Relay for Life lasts. It's a 24-hour
yeah.
walkathon.
So, right. So I would like to just remind your listeners to be a part of that, because that's focused more on cancer survivors. And you would... You know, I'm a lazy person. I was telling them before that I'm a lazy person. I don't like walking. But when I went there in the evening with all the lights out, all the candles and the solemn music, it was a surreal experience to feel that so many survivors of cancers are there. So that's something which we need to keep in mind. My wife, she's an oncologist, and she has a PACE Cancer Center. In fact, their team won last year dressed as pirates, the best costume show.
Pirates for best costume, I love it.
Yeah. So they are taking donations for that, and you are having a team also. So I would just like to remind our listeners that prevent cancer and treat cancer, and that's not something which we should accept the defeat against.
Absolutely. When we get closer to June 9th, too, is we need to find out, as we, you know, we try to do fundraising, and that's what the Relay for Life is. A day you're gonna get all kinds of speakers and information, and then you have the various booths. But I'd like to find out what the name of your wife has a center. She's an oncologist.
Yes.
And we'd like to find out what the name of her team is, because everybody needs to come out and support this. And then I also, down the road, we need to find out when the funds are raised for this, where they go to. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for Congress. We all know this country is bankrupt. If your family lived on our tax dollars the way the government does, last year you earned $23,000, you spent $36,000, and you owed $150,000 on your credit card. I've been a bankruptcy trustee for the past 15 years. I know how to solve this problem. Cut up the national credit card. Stop borrowing and spending money we don't have. Repeal the income tax code. Replace it with a flat national sales tax on everything except food, medicine, and medical services. government revenue will increase by collecting taxes from people not presently paying into our system. These solutions will make America strong again. If you're tired of the good old boy network, if you want someone who cares about our country, not about lining his wallet or a long career in office, send me, Michael DeQuisto, to Washington. Please visit my website, votedequisto.com.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Call on the bot. May the 8th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright, and they have been going strong ever since. Now that Redding Harley Davidson, which is, of course, right off of Twin View, right on Twin View Boulevard off of I-5, you can get it all. You can get the newest bikes are in town. You can get any type of gear you can possibly think of. You can get your bike worked on by trained mechanics and specialists. You're one-stop shopping right there for anything Harley Davidson is at Redding Harley Davidson. Open from Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Go on by, stop, see what they have. You're going to be surprised. Remember, experience the ride, live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson.
Our guest, Dr. Danuka and Lori Winham, who's the center director for Redding Endoscopy Center. Doctor, we've got in this last 5 minutes, give us an overall view or closing thoughts here.
Okay. Linda, if I may, maybe just go over the different types of cancers here, not just colon cancer. Just a quick overview of the cancers. In the United States, the most common cancers in men are lungs, prostate, and colon cancer. In the women, they are breast, lungs, and colon cancer. The commonest cause of death because of cancer is though lung cancer, because actually lung cancer is very is generally diagnosed very late and difficult to treat if it's diagnosed late. The second common cause of death in man is prostate, because it's so common, although prostate cancer itself is a very slow growing cancer, but just because it's so common. The third one is colon cancer. In the woman, the second commonest cause of death is breast cancer, and the third one is colon cancer. So, but what is more important to understand is that overall mortality of cancer deaths in the country is going down because early screening because of the good treatments, and that's something needs to be kept in mind. I would just like to point out a few things that what we can do to prevent cancers apart from these investigations and treatments is live a healthy lifestyle. One of the things which is a biggest cause of cancer which we can prevent is smoking. And smoking prevention is a remarkable tool available to us to prevent cancer. That causes lung cancers, colon cancer, pancreatic cancers, bladder cancers, has some risk to breast cancer also. So that's something which we can promote. The second thing is a healthy lifestyle with exercise. A diet which is rich in fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, high fibers, and less in alcohol or red meat or fat. Weight management. Obesity has also been linked to higher risk of cancers. So that's something which we can do and reduce the risks of cancers. And that's I want your listeners to understand that there are so many things they can do at their level without even going to the doctors.
Obesity has changed a lot, though, through the years. What we can, in our visual, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I would love to hear on another show, another day, obesity is, you know, we always think of it being like the Big Loser on TV, you know, like that's 500 pounds. But obesity today, by the standards, is at what body percentage or at what weight? I mean, what's considered obese? And that is a rampant now in our country. It's becoming the number one, close to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe some other day we can talk about that in detail,
yes,
because I have my very different view of looking at obesity and the weight loss management, unlike the extreme diets or extreme exercises. So maybe some other day.
Yeah, we need to talk about that, because I just saw today a lot of statistics on it, and that by in another 20 years, you're looking at 25% of this country is going to be morbidly obese, like over 100 pounds overweight, the way it's going right now. And that children 12 years old, are the obesity rates for children is just skyrocketing now. And in that, right, you know, if that needs to be treated, because that leads to so many other diseases, diabetes and all these others. And that in itself is a show on just childhood obesity. What can you do to fight that? And, you know, and trying to sue McDonald's because they have Happy Meals. Is that ludicrous, Doctor?
The easy way out.
No. This is something like, you know, you got to have some personal responsibility.
Yes.
That's right. And, you know, another thing, too, we like to talk about when we have you back on again is Dr. Danuka and Mrs. and Dr. Danuka, Mrs. Is your feelings on, you know, we talked about you coming to Reading. You've been in Reading for what?
Six years. Yeah, almost 6 years.
6 years. And this, and you had just some really wonderful things to say about Reading, you know, friendships you've made and all that.
This has become our home now. And we chose this one. So we are really happy to be here, and we are proud to be a Reading native now.
Well, you have great personal testimony that I think everyone in the North State needs to hear, because we forget when we're born and raised in this country, our freedoms and what we basically have. I know we're fighting for a lot of rights right now, and we get posts out, you know, like, come on, you know. Well, you know, part of the thing is about being balanced in life. And being knowledgeable and taking responsibility for not only anger management, but your health. And so that we feel like it's an important part of being well-rounded. We hope to bring that to you. Thank you so much, Dr. Danuka and Lori Winham. We really appreciate it. We got to take a break.
Wait a minute. I see you're getting ready to talk.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, well, you know, Doctor, we're always glad to have you here. And sitting down with you all that day and hearing your thoughts about how great a country is, how great America is. You know what? That just fired us up for weeks.
We talked
after
about it
that.
All night.
But that's one of the things when
proud.
We have more time to talk about, we want to talk about
it. I would
too.
Love to be back for that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Danuka and Lori Windham. Thank you so much for being here today. We're going to take a quick break, talk a little bit about what's going on tomorrow and the rest of this week. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just a small town girl.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government. As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduced employee costs, while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
Oh, it's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday nights, always great artists such as Charles Villona, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading. It's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Fab Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at ReadingCivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at ReadingRodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, no, KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot, mate. We have 5 minutes left. His portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great icy coffee, you know, and anything you can to make coffee. There are discounts for veterans, walk-in humidor, everything there. Joe and Shelley have supported this community for 35 years. I mean supported this community for 35 years. You can't say a lot, you can't say too much about people like that. They're not somebody that's going to come in here, make a profit and run, or make any money and run. They're here for the long term. Tobacco and Brew. Okay, let's talk about the debate tomorrow. We're going to have Jeff Hess from Hawkins Company is going to be here, as is Rod Evans from the Churn Creek Homeowners Association. We're going to have them start about 7:10 in the morning. We're going to go at it from there. We're going to ask them questions, that both of them answer them. Let them, give them a chance to make some statements at the beginning and at the end. What I hope happens, my friends, excuse me, is that we can answer some of these questions directly. You know, one's asked the other. You know, I frankly, the Measure A is in the air here, whether to have a shopping center there or not. What's it cause? What are the ramifications? Obviously, Patrick Jones thinks that he's for it once they fix the traffic mitigation problems. We'll see about that. And of course, Measure B. Measure B impacts also on Measure A, because of what happens if Measure A passes and Measure B, or it doesn't, or if Measure B passes. Okay, you can have the shopping center, but you can't develop the land for 24 years. What happens then? Can you imagine how much in courts it's going to be? Just thinking about it. All right, let's talk about the IRS. You know, hey, record search light, good job. editorial. A young Marine was killed. He had student loans of $20,000. The student loan company forgave it. You know, the man died in the defense of his country. Now, who wouldn't forgive that? Who would not forgive the IRS debt? I mean, the debt. IRS. That's right. I gave you the answer first. The IRS wants the taxes on that from its parents. Can you believe that? Our country. You're going to send this boy off to combat. He gets killed, and you want money from his parents for taxes for a school loan, which he didn't even, you know, he didn't finish. They're introducing a bill to make sure that doesn't happen. You know what? Maybe for once, our very partisan Congress and Senate can get together and pass something, and President Obama, once it's approved, will sign it. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Other things, you know, we've got so many other things going on in our city and our county. With all these elections coming on, absentee ballots went out today. Absentee ballots went out, I'm sorry, yesterday, so you should be getting them today. You know, here's what I would really like you all to do. Take a good look at all of these before you vote. Take a look at the person and what they stand for. Get past the R or D by their names and look at the people. Look at what they stand for. Go to their websites. See what they're saying. Go back to our archives. Most every one of them has been on here, and they're all going to be on before the final election. But take a look at that. This is an important election. Too many things are going down this time, on this election. We say that every time. But the primaries here, the measures, and the general election this year is going to have a huge impact on our country, my friends. You need to get out there and find out what's going on. And let me ask you this, and I might as well start it now. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Will North Carolina be the next state to ban gay marriage? A constitutional amendment is on today's primary ballot. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Lisa, North Carolinians could amend their state constitution to say marriage means only one man and one woman. Tammy Fitzgerald with Vote for Marriage NC says it will protect the traditional institution.
Judges and legislatures in six other states in the District of Columbia have legalized same-sex marriage without a vote of the people.
But opponents like Jeremy Kennedy of Protect All NC Families says state legislators already banned it.
That's not in danger of changing. All it does is reinforce existing statute, so it's unnecessary.
The amendment disallows civil unions too, Lisa.
Evan, thanks. Also primary day in Wisconsin and Indiana, which also have more than the presidential race on the ballot, including a choice for Wisconsin Democrats on who should face Republican Governor Scott Walker in next month's